At National Ag Day Activities, I am visiting with Brad Copenhaver. And first of all, Brad, tell me where you're from and what you do.
I am from Southwest Virginia. I go to Virginia Tech. I am a double major in Ag Econ and Poli-Sci. I have a beef cattle background. Been active in 4-H for many, many years.
Well, talk just a little bit about that. I mean, like, how soon in your life did you get involved with this organization, and what has it meant to you?
Well, my family's been involved with 4-H for many years. My grandmother has been a 4-H volunteer for over 50 years now. I grew up on a beef cattle farm and started out with 4-H when I was 9 years old. Started showing market lambs, going to 4-H camp and doing project books. So I grew up with the program all the way out through my middle school and high school years, got involved at the state level and served on the state 4-H cabinet, which is a group of 4-H'ers who plan events and talk to other 4-H'ers around the state about the program. So that's how I got involved at the state level, and I've been involved ever since. Now I'm a junior in college.
So what brought you here to Ag Day Activities, and what do you think?
Well, Virginia 4-H asked me to represent our organization here at Ag Day. The main purpose of this event was to raise awareness about the great work that our farmers and ranchers across the United States do to feed the world, really. We have a safe, abundant food supply that's very cheap here in the United States that people don't realize. And what we're doing is just trying to get the word out. For 4-H, I'm trying to stress the importance of agricultural education for the youth in this country. We need the next generation of farmers and ranchers and people involved in the ag industry to make agriculture successful. We're going to have to feed 9 billion people in just a few short decades. So we need a strong set of leaders ready to take charge and serve agriculture.
Well, I think you said that very well. Pretty much answers my questions, Brad. I really appreciate getting to see you here and see that we've got all these different youth organizations here, of which I was hoping to get a chance to talk to somebody with 4-H. So here from National Ag Day Activities, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.